In the United States, it's Veterans Day, and in the UK and Canada, it's Remembrance Day. And we do, thankfully, remember. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 11th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In the business news, Boeing says they expect the 737 to be back in the air in January. Might Walgreens be going private? Google and the mining of your health data. Subway is feuding with franchisees. Amazon to open real grocery stores. Senator Cory Booker was in Des Moines talking small business. And you can now register for RAGBRAI. Also today, Laura Kennard is in to chat about business events in the Metro. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and it is Veterans Day here in the United States and Remembrance Day in the UK and in Canada. Welcome back to the business news headlines for today. Let's get started. Two things happened today with Boeing. First, the company said they expect the 737 to be back in the air by January, and that bit of news sent their stock up and saved the Dow from closing below the flatline. Shares of Boeing were up by 4.5% on the news, and the Dow responded by closing up a shade over 10 points to close at 27,691. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was off by 11 points, and the S&P 500, that fell by 6 points. So why the hesitancy on Wall Street? Well, lingering doubt about any trade deal between the U.S. and China, plus increased violence in Hong Kong, had investors on edge today. If you remember, President Trump said on Friday he had not agreed to roll back tariffs on China. Those comments came after the Chinese Commerce Ministry said that both sides had agreed to cancel existing tariffs in phases. A U.S. official also reportedly said both sides had agreed to roll back tariffs. So, nobody is sure what's happening, and uncertainty is the bane of Wall Street. People familiar with the matter say KKR, that's a New York-based private equity company, has approached Walgreens about taking the company private. Sources say KKR has been preparing a proposal to potentially buy out shareholders of Walgreens. Now, it's unclear how feasible the transaction would be given the need for large amounts of financing, and Walgreens and KKR could decide against pursuing a deal altogether. The Deerfield, Illinois-based Walgreens Boots has a market value of about $53 billion and $17 billion of debt. At that size, a take private of the company would top the largest leveraged buyout in history. Stay tuned. Your personal health data may be, at this very moment, being collected and crunched. Google is engaged with the nation's second-largest healthcare system, Ascension, to gather and share health data from millions of Americans in 21 states. It's another example how Silicon Valley giants are attempting to gain access to health data and establish a hold in the massive business of healthcare. Google is joining Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, who are also aggressively pursuing healthcare options but have not yet struck deals with any others. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Google began the effort in secret last year, with data sharing accelerating since this past summer. The project? It's codenamed Nightingale. Get the connection to Florence there, perhaps? Anyway, it collects doctor diagnoses, hospitalization records, health history, and more. People close to the story say it's all permissible under the federal law. That law is the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, and it generally allows hospitals to share data with business partners without telling patients. In a press release issued after the journal's article was published, the company said the project is compliant with federal law and includes robust protections for patient data. Well, it seems that Subway is fighting with some of its franchisees. According to the New York Post, America's largest fast food chain, famous for the $5 footlong, has instituted a new policy requiring mom-and-pop franchisees who decline to renew their five-year leases to answer to a committee at Subway's Milford, Connecticut headquarters. Subway franchise agreements last 20 years, but until recently, franchisees claim they've been able to break those leases when their five-year lease is up. One option franchisees appear to have is to sell their stores, but that has become more difficult as thousands of Subway stores have closed in the past 3 years, and its brand has become less attractive. The New York Post reports that Subway makes owners who want to break their agreements fill out a one-page document. Some franchisees believe the tension will cause potential fines against them and heavy pressure for them to keep stores open even if they lose money. Subway's closed over 1,000 stores since 2016, and it currently has fewer than 24,000 stores, but it is still the largest count of any single fast food chain in America. Talking about food, Amazon has a growing appetite for grocery, launching its first grocery store in California next year. Now, the new grocer will ditch Amazon Go technology in favor of more conventional checkout systems and will be distinct from Amazon-owned Whole Foods. According to a new Wall Street Journal report, the online retail giant plans to open dozens of stores in major U.S. cities over the next couple of years. Presidential candidate Senator Cory Booker spent much of the weekend in Des Moines talking about and to small business owners. Part of Booker's Opportunity and Justice for Every Community plan focuses on expanding access to capital in cities like Des Moines that, unlike bigger cities, doesn't have the same draw. Booker said he wants to create more business incubators which can support new entrepreneurs. The meat of his plan, he says, would increase competition by enforcing antitrust laws, improving public transportation in rural areas, and introducing something called baby bonds that would provide low-income children with capital when they turn 18. And finally, for those of you who are cyclists, even today on the coldest day we've seen in a long time, we want you to know that registration is open for RAGBRAI. That's the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa, scheduled for July 19th through the 25th. The route for this international event will be announced in January, but if you want to register right now, you can do that. Just head to RAGBRAI.com. That's RAGBRAI.com, RAGBRAI.com. Hey, coming up next in Keeping It Local, Laura Kennard joins me to chat it up about business events happening in the Des Moines Metro this week and into next week.